Okay, Pete, go ahead and teach God's word, please.
Well, I want to just start by saying a special thank you to Bob and Jeannie and Barney and Vicki and just their prayers. I want to say thank you for the ministering, the love, the faithfulness that you have stood with for all these years and putting these fellowships together. And I also want to have a special thanks to Ron and Jan Booz and their prayers, and I love you both dearly. And just thank you so much. So just on a quick personal note, for those of you that don't know, I ended up catching that nasty virus. And praise God, I'm healed by his stripes. But one of the things that it's opened my eyes up to these past couple months is the love of the saints and the ministering and the family of God. And honestly, I feel that as I'm recovering and I'm pretty much there 100% close to it, I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for the ministering of Bob and Jeannie and the prayers of all of you. So tonight, what I want to share on is the one body of Christ, the family, and just to remind us a lot of these scriptures we're familiar with, but I want to go through them, and because it's God's word, and it's just a great reminder of who we are and what we mean to each other. So I looked up the word family dictionary, and the two basic definitions, you have a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household, and then it also says all the descendants of a common ancestor. So the natural man, the way he looks at family, he sees it from a horizontal point of view. So the world, they see their immediate relatives, their children, and the generations are passed on through the genetic bloodline. And that's basically where it stops for most people, the legacies, the generations that are passed, it's all based on who the father originally was and so on. So the first mindset element relating to us as the body of Christ is, first of all, who is our father? What is our ancestry? So let's go 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to start, and let's look at starting with verse 12 in 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into the one body." So our relation isn't based on bloodline or genetics. Our bloodline is the Spirit. And we have the old cliche, you know, people will say, oh, well, blood is thicker than water. Well, in our case, spirit is thicker than blood. It's the spirit that unifies us, and it's an eternal spirit. And that unification cannot be broken. It goes on to say, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. So the earthly man, his family is based on sometimes a name will start a famous company, or it might be connected to a certain nationality. But in our case, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what nationality we are. Doesn't matter whether we're working or not, bond or free. We're all connected by that Holy Spirit. Now, keep your finger here, and let's go to Galatians chapter 3. And let's start in verse 26, because now we're going to get a little bit more elaboration on that unification by the Spirit. And it's going to take it even a little deeper. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So when we go back to that dictionary definition, it says that the children with their parents, right? So who is our parent? It's God Almighty. He is our Father. We all have the same Father. Thus, as a result, we are all born again as His offspring, and we are related through that Spirit. Verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free." But here, we saw that earlier, but here now God says, "There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This shows how deep the bond is spiritually, how interconnected we are through that Spirit. It doesn't even matter at this point whether you're a male or female. Bottom line is that if you are a human being that has received Holy Spirit, you are now part of that family of God. Now, the descendant part, the ancestry, and here it is in verse 29, "And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So Abraham is the father of faith, and it's by faith that we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so our ancestor, based on the scripture, as the father of faith, is Abraham. So we all have that in common as well. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 12. And now we're going to pick it up in verse 14. So now it's going to start talking about the physical body or human body. So verse 14, it says, "The body is not one member, but many," or it's just not one part, it's many. "And if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him." So our bodies, the way that God made our bodies, in a sense, I mean, it's a miracle. I mean, he's perfectly put it together in the sense of outside of the sin nature. Our eyes are where they should be, our nose, our ears, it all fits. I mean, he could have put our eyes on our forearm or something like that. That would have been very difficult, though, if you used your arm and bumped it and you got poked in the eye. So, but he's put it together just perfectly as he has liked it to be. And continuing on verse 19, "And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many, many members, but yet one body." So the whole, all the parts working together make up our body, our physical body. "And again, here we go, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and the uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. So what he's saying here is, you know, we wear clothing and things to protect, you know, the delicate parts of our body, and we cover it, and we wear, you know, we wear, if we work a certain type of a job that might be a hazard, we, you know, we're going to protect our organs and, you know, certain parts and things like that, because they're delicate. And so these parts, you know, they, even though we may not see them, they're very necessary. They're very important. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that parts which lacked. Now, going back to the body of Christ, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Meaning that those in the body that are not, say, at the front lines, or they're not running a church, or they're not pastoring, or the ones that are behind the scenes, the new Christians who are babes, need under shepherding, those that are weaker in their faith, we are to protect them, to cover them, to put honor on them, so that the body still has that unification. And whether, verse 26, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it, because we have that spiritual bond. Now, verse 27, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So let's go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So the first mindset is knowing who we belong to as our Father, and that we're unified by the Spirit. But the second one is that unification, that keeping everything together without the schism, is that we put on the love of God and we lay down our lives for each other. If you look back in the book of Acts, you remember they had all things in common, and they weren't worried about material things or who had what or who didn't have what. They took care of each other. And you know, that's just it right there, is that we are called to put on that love of God in the renewed mind for each other. First or Second Peter says, have fervent love for each other. Fervent love. Not just love, but fervent. That means intense. And that we're looking out for each other, and we're looking out for spiritual needs and physical needs as well. Okay, so the final mindset is the functionality with those two premises in place first, and that is working in unification together. So let's go to Romans chapter 12. There used to be a really cool TV show on Animal Planet. It was called Bug Wars. And it was pretty neat, because it was they'd have these like amazing, shots of these bugs actually fighting, and they would put up these computer graphics of like all these like fangs they had and stuff, and they'd actually film them fighting. But if you look at ants, like if the ant was by himself, he usually got killed. But when the ants were in their whole colony, there was no, even if it was like a big insect, it had no chance. The ants would just wipe it out. So the ants, if you look at, they all have a particular function and they work as a unit. Now, obviously, we're not ants, but we work together because everybody in the body of Christ has been given a gift, sometimes more than one gift, a spiritual gift. And we're called to put on that love, but part of putting on that love is we have the desire to use what God has given us to bless each other in the body. So let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. He that exhorts, exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. God, he obviously has called that unification, because it's very powerful as we work as a unit. But God also, he likes variety. He's given each of us individual aspects that he wants us to use as his kids individually. I was looking at the, and I'm going to wrap it up here in a minute. There's over 20,000 species of butterflies, and they all have different patterns on their wings. And so each, in comparison, there's billions, I'm sure, billions of believers throughout the body, in the body of Christ throughout the world. And each of us has our own uniqueness to contribute. And as we walk with God and he shows us how we can contribute, we go in that with unification, that mindset, with the love of God. And then finally, I want to close in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want to look at verse 6. Because the bottom line in the nutshell is this, is that when we fellowship and when we see one another, it isn't just as if I went over to Bob and Jeannie's, or they came to see me, or Barney and Vicky. It isn't just, hey, Barney, hey, Vicky. We also see Jesus Christ, because, again, that Holy Spirit unification, that's who's in us. And I want to close with this verse, verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 4. It says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Every time we see each other, in essence, we have to remind ourselves, you know what? That's my brother or sister, and they have the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ shining right through those eyes, right from their heart. And that should be able to put that mindset on to activate that agape love. So in review, we know who our father is, who our ancestry is from. We endeavor to keep the unity of the bond of the Spirit, and we do that by putting on the love of God, and then we work together as a team. And when we do that, we're just like the ants in that show Bug Wars. We're unstoppable. So I love you, and I love you all, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share God's word. Thank you so much.
Yeah, wonderful, Pete. Thank you. Would you close with prayer, please?
Yes, Heavenly Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you so much for what you have given us. Thank you for the spirit that you place within us. Thank you for each and every one of us, how you've blessed each one of us, and you've given us that love of God that we can shine forth to each other, and in so doing, we can glorify you. And pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.